we gotta help each other get there, y'all.
Because the world needs to see it.
What's up, family? I'm your host, Coach Raymond Bryan, and this is the Ray Bridging Humans podcast, the podcast where the people need to see you and the world needs to see it. Man, I finally made it to the first episode, y'all. I'm so excited about this day. It's been coming for a while. I know a lot of people who have kind of pushed me into space and kind of encouraged me to do it. They've been coming to me like, hey, Ray, what's up, Ray? Hey, we don't see no episodes, bro. What's up? So I'm finally releasing the first episode, and I'm so excited to be doing this, and I'm excited for where I am at this particular point in my life. Ray Bridging Humans, it's all about connection. It's about connecting people, and everything that I've done up until this point has been truly connecting people. It's not one type of person, y'all, that I'm not connected to. It's not one type of person that I don't have my hands on, literally, because I deem it's so important to be able to connect with everybody. This world is so big, y'all. We live in a huge world. And when we venture outside of our little towns, and when we venture outside of our little communities, and when we venture outside of our little cities and go and see, man, it's other people doing life a whole different way. It's other people in other parts of the world, in other parts of the country that do not do and stand on the things I do and stand on. And we have to be okay with that. And so much about this podcast is connecting humans. I am a human bridge. I'm literally a human bridge for people. And so I thought, what better way to bring it to this space and make a podcast, man. So I'm excited about what's to come. A little bit about me. My name is Coach Raymond Bryan. I'm a certified life and transformation coach. So much of what I do is teaching emotional literacy. And that can be a wide range of emotions. Emotion spans up, down, in, out, all the way around. I'm a veteran barber. I've been in the game for over 23 years. I just retired my real estate license, licensed realtor as well. Also, I co-found a nonprofit for black boys and men called Help and Inspire Men. Shout out to him, Help and Inspire Men. Yeah, they're my boys. That's my family, man. And it's so critical to things that we do in this community. Shout out to the Memphis community. We do a lot of work up and down in the Memphis community. We just do our part. And so much about me, my life, and what I do is centered in community. I do realize that regardless of how many communities are around here, the community that you're in, I get talked out a little bit too, y'all, but the community that you're in is so important that you stand up in that community, that you show your presence in the community. And I am huge, 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 huge on that. This is episode one, y'all. So this is my first episode. I got my notes going on everywhere. I got my water right here. So if I get a little thirsty, get my water right here. I got this nice system, man. I bought this system, man. And we're in actually my living room. I'm in my house, y'all. Like, and for those of you who know me, who've been to my home, this couch is the literally conversation couch. Like, nobody sit on this couch and don't have deep conversations. Like, and I know so much about me. I'm a conversationalist. I love to talk to people and see where they are and truly bring them to a space of their highest selves. And so as a coach, as a man, as a black man in this community, I think it's so, so important that we uplift everybody and honor everybody's lived experience. I could be naive with this, but when somebody talk to me about their life and tell me their story, I believe the words coming out of their mouth. If I know them and I believe the words come out of their mouth, and even if I didn't know them, I know that if you're sharing something with me in transparency and vulnerability, man, that's everything. So much about my life is a bridge. So episode one, it will be about who is Ray? Who is Ray? I'm a lot of things. I'm a whole lot of things. You're going to get to see throughout this first episode what my life kind of stemmed from, where I come from. I come from Boxtown. Shout out to Boxtown, Coral Lake, that area of Memphis. That's where I come from. Grew up in the bottoms. I grew up, you know, not having a lot. My mom, she raised us four kids. My dad died when I was a hand baby. So we dealt with that growing up in life. Now, shout out to my mom, beautiful woman. Now I have a stepdad. Pops, I love you too. Love y'all. I'm not married, don't have any kids. Yes, I'm 41. Yes, that's my life. Yes, yeah, say something, do what you will with that information. But that's me, I'm your boy. And this is a new lane for me. I knew when I started a podcast, so much about my life would have to come forth. I think standing behind the barber chair for so long, and I've been a barber for 20 plus years, standing behind that chair for so long, I can't think I found a way to kind of ride the middle of the line, you know, not really say too much, not do too much because it's my money, you know, speak my mind, but kind of just push it back on them. And so much, when I say push it back on them, push it back on my clients, because so much of my life is like, you know, school, sit to the side, because when you sit in the chair, it's about you. It's about you. But this platform, oh my God, man, so much of my life will come to this platform. So much of who I am will be here. And I'm scared as hell, I ain't gonna lie. I'm scared as hell, you know, but I'm gonna do it scared, because I know that we're in a world and a time, it's 2024, everybody wants space. Everybody wants space. And we're so used to certain people having space and certain people having platforms. So now everybody on social media, everybody got space. It's like, bro, man, what are you talking about? What's she talking about? Why they, who said you need to listen to them? Who said you should listen to them? It's like so much of that is going on now. But the reality is we all need space. We all need space, whether it's social media or in life, whether it's at work, whether it's in anywhere you operate at, you need space. And so that's what this is. This is my space, man. And I am growing and healing through a lot currently. And I want y'all to come with me. Like, I want y'all to see firsthand my life and what where I'm healing and what I'm healing through. But so much about this episode today. I'm gonna give y'all the format. I'm gonna give y'all the time I'll be releasing, as well as what you should look to gain from listening and watching this, man. I know it's so many podcasts, y'all, all over the world. So many people doing in this space and doing it, man. And I'm just thankful and grateful that you decided to be with me today. You decided to stick with me today. You decided to come and see what your boy got to say today. So shout out to y'all for being here with me. I'm learning. It's going to be a learning. Y'all, let me know what y'all think. Please let me know what you think. Give me good and bad feedback. I don't care, but just let me know what you think. I at least know that people are watching and people are entering with what I have going on. Now, I do have an agenda. I ain't going to lie. Yeah, I got a big, big agenda. And I'm going to tell you right now, my agenda is connection. I'm so big on connection. If you know me, if you're around me any length of time, connection is going to come out of my mouth at some point or another. And pretty much how I define it and where I get connection is finding commonalities and community on a human level. That's what we will do on this podcast. My agenda is finding commonalities and community on a human level. And so much of our community, and the reason why I say on a human level, because right now, so much of our community is defined by your age, sex, socioeconomic status, and also your religious beliefs. So much of our community are defined by those four things, like by this age, you should be doing such and such. If you're a man, you should do this. If you're a woman, you should do that. How much money you making, what you got, what you drive, where you stay at, where you live at. Oh, matter of fact, what religion do you practice? What do you believe? And so much about our community get lost in those things. And we lose sight of the base, and that's the human level. Finding commonalities on the human level. Finding common places where we can relate. Finding common places where, as a community, we can find safety. within each other, and find our tribes, find your people. And I know right now, everybody ain't for me. I'm aware of that. And I know as well as everybody is not for me, it's a lot of people out here for me. It's a lot of people out here in my tribe, and I'm gonna find out, and we gonna find out together. You know what I'm saying? So that's just where I am with that. I got my notes right here, y'all. So y'all see me looking down, I'm looking at my notes. So yeah, that's my agenda. That's my agenda is connection. Connection is everything. I feel like, and I've said this, I've heard this quite a few times, and I want to say, and you'll hear me talk about curiosity is the gateway to connection. If you ever wanted to get connected to something or somebody or organization or people or places or things, your curiosity is a gateway. Just the ability to be able to want information about something or just want or curious about, want to know more about an entity or a person. And curiosity is the gateway to connection. And through my podcast, through the Ray Bridging Humans podcast, it's all about curiosity. And so I'm going to go down lanes and I'm going to talk to people. I'm going to talk about things that some of y'all may be like, oh man, ooh, Ray, I don't know about that one, Ray. I don't know, bro. You kind of tethering the lines. I want to tether the lines with this podcast. I'm not going to color inside of the lines. I'm not going to talk about everything you think I'm going to talk about. I'm not going to be safe. I think, respectively, we have enough places that we have enough spaces that you can go and color in the lines in, but there has to be somewhere where people can show their uniqueness. People can really be who they are and be different. And I think that the space is not built for that, but I want to build that. So how did we get here? Man, let me drink some water on that. Clearly, I've been drinking the water already, but how do we get here? How did I get here? Man, here we go, right? How do we get here, y'all? May 2017, and it's May now. Okay, yes, I'm releasing in June, but June, May, somewhere in those lines, y'all. I realized something about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I am on the anniversary of when I decided to walk away from serving in ministry. Man, now this is the first time I am publicly putting this out, publicly saying this. As of May and June 2017, that's when I officially stopped serving in ministry. I served in ministry for years, sung in the choir since I was a kid. And you'll see episodes about church choir boys. You will be seeing episodes about church choir boys and being a church choir boy, growing up in the church with a cast over your head, if you will. And also, I've served in youth ministry the past 10, 12 years. Love youth ministry. I serve in youth ministry in one of the local churches. And I did everything I could do to serve to the capacity that I could serve. But I think that going along and doing it for so long, I love serving. I love what I was doing. I love being there for the students. I love singing. I love getting up early in the morning and getting to church on time so I can get to the choir stand so I can sing praises to my God and serving the people of God. I love that, but I didn't love who I was when I was doing it. Man, I didn't love who I was when I was doing it. It was so many parts of my life that was neglected. It was so many parts of my life that I willfully neglected because I put all of that first. And you said, Raymond, ain't nobody fault but yours, right? Right? I take accountability, but I got to a place serving in ministry and where I realized that my life was never going to fully look how they wanted it to look. And I really reached a point to where I knew I could no longer thrive in this space and not give Raymond the attention he needed. I could no longer thrive in the space. I could no longer go and serve and serve and serve, and I'm not giving Raymond the attention. And I felt like my being able to kind of be real discreet about life, not doing certain things, not saying certain things, not going certain places, I felt like that was making me the best man I could be, and as well as Christian I can be. And now, don't get me wrong, serving in ministry, I've learned so much, gained so much wisdom, gained so much knowledge. And I'm not even telling you right now, if you're serving in ministry or you're not serving in ministry, or you could be thinking about going to church or not, I'm not telling you to stop. I'm not telling you not to go, but I know that so much of my life was getting neglected by me that I knew that I had reached the pinnacle of what I could get to in that space. So I had to stop. And y'all, I used to be so afraid to say this. And I'm telling y'all how we got here. This is how we got here, man. Y'all, I used to be so afraid to say this, but this is the most honest, this is the most transparent I have ever been in my life. And it's like, dang, Raymond, what the hell, bro? Like I've been serving, I've been going to church, and I've been living, and I've been trying to be discreet. And I live my left hand doing, my right hand doing, and I'm trying to do all this stuff. And y'all, so much of it was a performance. So I finally got to a place where I had to learn to do life. I had to stand on the integrity that I had built, and there was nobody looking over my back, looking over my shoulder, making sure I do X, Y, Z, or making sure I say this X, Y, and Z. May and June 2017, I began to see life and began to do life on a level of personal accountability. And I had to face myself. I had to face my demons. I had to face everything that had been pushed aside, because I felt like I was doing everybody and myself a service by focusing really, really, really hard, going really hard, but not taking care of intricate things in my life. And so, it's been a journey, y'all. This has been a journey, and I have gotten it. I know I told y'all this is not going to be a church bashing. It's not going to be an institution bashing podcast, though. So don't come here looking for that. But come here to hear life, to see life. And I want to share with y'all the things that I've learned, the places where I've grown. If you watch any of my content, if you hear anything I've talked about from 2017 until now, I have gradually opened up more and more and more and more of me, because I know as I learn about me, I'm on Express Net, and that's where I got to turn. The world needs to see it. The world deserves to see all of who I am, not just part of who I am, not just the religious Raymond, not just the Raymond that do everything right. The world needs to see me. And so that's how Heaven Inspired Me and got birthed, because I believe in community so much. Now, just because I stopped serving in ministry inside of the four walls of the church, that don't mean I stopped serving altogether. I serve the people of God, and I thank God for the opportunity to be a leader in the space of Heaven Inspired Me, but also in my barbershop. Also, when I deal with people on a daily basis. So I know it'll be a lot of people, you know, I have a lot of stuff to say about this particular part, but that's how we started, and that's how we got here, and that's how you're going to see Ray bridging humans. Now, I want to talk about a few expectations that you will probably expect and see in this podcast. You're going to see and hear taboo stories. You're going to hear expert opinions, and also you're going to hear opinions from regular people like me. I look at myself as a regular person, and you're going to see people that live lifestyles you live. You're going to see people that don't live lifestyles you live. You're going to hear stories that does not get a lot of time talked about. That's what you can expect. What you're not going to see and what you cannot expect is a lot of disrespect. You know, anybody who come on the show, you're going to see respect. I may not agree with everybody who come on this show. I don't even agree with everybody who sit on my couch, but I make sure we walk away with some level of comprehension as to where we are, y'all. For real, for real. And this podcast also, y'all gotta say this, it's gonna dig deep into the nuance of people's stories so we can find connection and bridge humans. One thing that I wanna share with y'all that I'm doing right now, I'm kind of reading and researching about the caste system, and that's you know, beyond racism. We live in a caste system, and I particularly been researching the caste system in the Black community, and I've been asking a lot of people I know, friends, clients. I ask outside of everything you do, outside of, you know, anything you have going on in the Black community. Do you feel like your lived experience is most celebrated, most accepted, or most tolerated? And it's been so interesting, y'all, the answers that I've been getting. And you will see a lot of that conversation on my podcast, because I think everybody should be celebrated. But, you know, for reasons of where we are in the world, reasons of the expectations put in the culture for us, a lot of us feel just accepted. A lot of us feel tolerated. Man, a lot of people feel tolerated. And as I go in this show, and as I go on, you will see that the people who said celebrated, I asked that question to. You'll hear the people who said they felt tolerated. You'll hear the people who felt accepted and still feel accepting and still feel tolerated and celebrated. And I think it's so important that we break down this caste system that goes on in our community. I think that is a huge problem for us, because whether we are rich, whether I'm well off, whether I'm married or have a whole lot of kids, or whether I work a part-time job, but I take care of myself, or whether I serve to the capacity in the community and I don't get a lot of notoriety for it, we all should be celebrating, finding ways to celebrate humans and meet at that human level. And you'll hear me say that a whole lot, because I feel like in so many industries and so many entities, even with social media, we've gotten away from humanity. We've gotten away from humanity. We've gotten away from truly seeing each other in that humanity, and so much in that, and truly giving people the space to hear them. Y'all, it's what I'm about, and it's what's going to go on this podcast. And shout out to all my peeps, all y'all who watching, man. I'm just so thankful that y'all came here today. And this is episode one, and I just wanted to kind of let y'all know, give y'all an overview, kind of a macro view of what this gonna be about. What it's gonna be about. And you're gonna hear some laughing, you're gonna hear some checking, some joking, you're gonna hear some life stories, and I promise you, it's gonna all work together to show y'all humanity. Now, my release schedule. I will be releasing on every Tuesday. I'm gonna release every Tuesday. As the show gets deeper, as we kind of dig deeper into certain topics and things, you'll see the conversation's gonna get heavier, and I may start releasing on a Tuesday and maybe like a Friday, maybe twice a week. But I'm gonna start out with releasing once a week. I think that's pretty good. And like I said, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I podcast all the time, y'all. Like, it's something I do for fun. Listen to it, watching people's podcasts, and I'm going to release once a week starting out, and there will be some heavy conversation. It will be a lot of shockers. You won't know. It'll be a lot of taboos, and the deeper we go, the more you'll see, man. Dude, I did not know Raymond felt that way. I did not know bro was on that, you know, but I am. And to show you, you cannot judge a book by its cover. You cannot. The cover can look shiny. It can look all kind of ways, but you can't judge a book by its cover. And going back to my why, so much of what you will see is my healing journey. You will see my relationships being healed and mended, and me and my connections, y'all, being able to forge truth with connection. Really forging truth with connection, y'all. We got so much stuff out here for show. We got so much stuff out here for show today, y'all. And I think we do not forge truth with connection. We forge a lot of putting on. We forge a lot of performing. And so much about our world and this community now is performative. We just performing all over the place. We hurt. We toe up. We toe up, y'all, on the inside. But I know when I walk out of this door, I gotta perform. And we're dying on the inside because we're just so used to making life like that. But so yeah, that's the release schedule. That's a little bit about who I am. And I also want to give y'all a call to action. My call to action. This is a show for misfits. This is a show for the people who don't feel like they have a voice. This is a show for people to find their voice. This is a show that's going to help the community heal. This is a show that you're gonna learn how to do it scared. Because you're seeing me, black man, right here, doing this show, and I'm doing this scared. I promise you, when I realized that my life would have to be shown, because I'm so used to living this discreet life of discretion, and just, you know, you see the good boy Raymond. That's where I've lived all this time. But you'll see me. You'll see me. You'll see me being a misfit. You'll see me in my insecurities. You'll see me in my downfalls. You'll see me in my freak ups. I'm trying not to cuss. I'm gonna cuss on this podcast. I'm trying not to cuss on the first episode. But you'll see me messing up for real. But you'll see redemption. And you'll see love. And you'll see harmony. And you'll see peace. And you'll see that my agenda of connection is such a God thing. It's such a God thing. And I cannot live life in the shadows. I won't live life in the shadows. You were not meant to live life in the shadows. Everything about you. I made some content the other day and I said, everything about you, good and imperfect, is valid and need to be seen. Everything about you, because we are humans. We all mess up. We all do things we shouldn't do sometimes. We all really love. We all want to experience love. I don't care who you are or what skin you're in. If you're in this skin, you want to experience love. And the only way we're going to experience it to the highest, and we're going to be our highest and best selves, is if I act in empathy. If I show empathy by trying to connect bridges with people that I don't understand. I try to connect bridges with people that don't understand me and be empathetic enough to understand that they don't know my world. I don't know their world. But if we do what we got to do in connection, in love, we can bridge this thing, y'all. Man. So, yeah, that was my first episode. That was my first episode. I feel good about this. I feel that I am doing what's next for my life. I'm doing what's next for my life. When I set my real estate license down a few months ago, y'all, I cried. I ain't gonna lie. I cried because it's all I've known is cutting hair and selling houses, cutting hair and selling houses, and just meeting people and talking to people and helping them make decisions with that. And when I set it down, God reminded me, Raymond, why you did this in the first place. And he told me it was time to help some more people. So that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. So, y'all, this is the Ray Bridging Humans podcast. The world needs to see it. The world needs to see all of you. And this is the first episode. Thank y'all so much for watching. And just know the world needs to see it. See y'all next week. Peace.